Now, DUIs, we talk about DUIs as well, alcohol abuse. The related ground of inadmissibility falls under the 212A1A 3 for having a mental disorder with associated harmful behavior. That's key. They can diagnose your applicant or your client with having a substance use disorder, which the State Department considers alcohol use disorder as a mental disorder, but they also need evidence of harmful behavior. So that's very important to know as well. And one of the things, one of the policies that rather that the State Department uses to screen for substance use is they apply this DUI policy, which is basically if your client has ever had a DUI or alcohol-related arrest within the last 5 years, or two or more DUIs or related arrests in the last 10 years, or other evidence to suggest an alcohol problem, then that will trigger further evaluation by a psychologist. And one of the things to know here is that you don't have to be arrested particularly for using alcohol. It could be for something unrelated. For example, if your client gets arrested for domestic violence and in the police report it shows that your client was drunk, they could take that into consideration under this DUI policy.
Nick, and at the when they're doing their medical exam, isn't that one of the questions that they that the doctor asks about alcohol use?
Yeah, they'll ask questions regarding how frequent they use a DUI. How frequent they use alcohol? When was the last time do they drink and drive? I had a case, or I'm working on a case, where my client was barred under this ground because he admitted to driving while intoxicated. There was no arrest, there was no conviction. He was driving to a quinceañera, he admitted that, and there was no family members with him, and he got barred for that. And this occurred over 6 years. So I say this is their policy, but anything goes with the consular officers, which is why it's very important that we screen them out from the beginning during the consultation phase before they head out. That one we're working on, but it's a situation where it's ongoing. So addressing these visa refusals, like I said, the strategies are very limited, which is why that we need to focus on prevention. As far as waivers, there's no waivers for drug abuse or addiction in immigrant visa cases. There is a waiver available for non-immigrant visas. There is a waiver available for findings of medical disorders with associated harmful behavior. One thing you could do, or a couple of things you can do, but I think, in my opinion, it's impractical. You can ask the consular officer to seek an advisory opinion with the CDC. How many of you all done? Have you done that before? There's really no protocol, and it's discretionary. So you could ask the consular officer to send a request for a CDC panel physician to review the Class A diagnosis, but there's no guarantee that nothing will come out from that. You could also seek a CDC medical reexamination. There's an obscure regulation, 42 CFR, and it sounds really official. You know, a board of medical examiners will be reconvened, and they'll review this Class A finding. And I'm just thinking about guys with hoods and torches, but no one's ever done that. I haven't heard that. What's most practical, however, is if you just contact the consular officer to send your client for a reevaluation, and they can definitely do that, especially if it's within 1 year of the visa refusal. And I point out the FAM regulations there where you can do that. Just practice pointers. Again, ask your clients about drug use, alcohol abuse. Ask them about their history, if they've ever been treated for these problems. Incorporate those into your intake sheets. I think it's very important to do that. Explain the medical screening process at the consultation stage. They need to know what they're facing, the types of questions. And what I would recommend is getting the DSM-5 criteria, and this is what I'm going to start doing now, because I've had two recent cases where they were tagged. My clients didn't tell me about the drug abuse, but they were tagged at the consulate. but let them know what types of questions they're going to be asked. And the DSM-5 has them. I have a sample. And after this, if you want, I can give you my card and I can send you the DSM-5 criteria. But they'll ask them if they ever taken any substances in larger amounts for longer than they meant to. Had they ever wanted to cut down or stop using the substance but couldn't? Do they spend a lot of time using this? So those are questions that are geared more toward finding out if their substance abuse has had an impact on their life.